Then bread and coffee were passed. In the center of the room stood a long table loaded with food. There were two large brown bricks standing at each end of the table. They looked very important, for each had a piece of embroidery tied around the center with a ribbon. Mina and Karsten knew that the bricks were goat cheese, for they'd eaten it since they were babies, but they had never seen it dressed up like this before. Besides the goat cheese, there were on the table dishes and dishes of fish, little and big. It was pickled and stewed and cooked every other way, so that each guest could choose it the way he liked best. Presently, everyone in the dining room arose and lined up around the long table. Then they began to reach for this and that. Everybody took slices of the goat cheese. There wasn't a plate came back that didn't have goat cheese on it. And of course, Mina and Karsten had their share of it, too. "I've got shrimp and lobster and sardines and salmon and herring and so many other fish that I'll soon feel like a fjord," Karsten laughed as he laid a sardine on his slice of bread and popped it into his mouth. Mina speared a pink shrimp and made a cushion of goat cheese for it, and just as she ate it, her uncle pointed out Zippo the Great standing in the doorway. Zippo had been going from one Norwegian hotel to another, amusing the guests, and as soon as the children had finished eating, they joined the other guests, who were seating themselves in a circle around the edge of the big parlor. The space near the stove was the most popular, for it had grown chilly. Mina and Karsten took their places near the stove, which was high and thin and built in many sections, like a tall nest of iron boxes. And now Zippo the Great stood before the audience. Mina was surprised to see him way up here at the top of the world, and he did the most amazing tricks. She couldn't possibly see how Zippo did them,